الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة صدق الله العظيم So far, maybe this is our 25th topic we are discussing. We are trying to analyze, to identify what are the spiritual disease that can develop in the heart of mankind and how to get rid of that. What are the symptoms of those diseases? There is one solution, one main problem, which if it can be sorted out through this road, one of the routes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown to us to get rid of all those diseases that we have, such as not be able to control our anger, to be envious about other people, to have vanity in our heart, not to have patience upon what befalls us, etc. The quality of contentment. It comes in hadith, rina al-qalb. A very, very happy person, a person who is contented in his heart with whatever befalls him. Whatever happens to him, whatever he has, he's contented with that. This is really a great, great wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the heart of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah that I've quoted to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Man amila salihan, whoever does good, righteous deeds, among the male or the female, whoever does good deeds, among the male or the female, in the state of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon him Hayatan Tayyiba. Hayatan Tayyiba, if you look at the dictionary meaning, it would mean a good life. But many Mufassirun have said Hayatan Tayyiba means a life of contentment, which is a very, very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a Muslim is really happy with what he has in this world. Once this quality is developed in a person, then his eyes will not be fallen on others. His eyes will be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what tasawwuf is all about. This is where he's going to develop shukr. This is where he's going to develop patience. This is where he's not going to be envious about others, because his heart is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama kiram explained that if you look at our life, there are four stages. Anytime we look at our life, there are four things happening to us. Anytime. Even if we are sleeping, there are four things. We are involved in four actions. One of those four actions. Either we are involved in ita'ah, that is obedience of Allah. Or we are involved in ma'asiyah, in guna, in sin. Or there is a ni'mat falling on us, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or there is a bala, a bad thing falling on us. We look at our life, we're walking on the street, just simple thing, we're breathing. Is it not a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are breathing air, unpolluted air? Is it not a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we can walk? We are talking. Is it not a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can talk? We are sleeping. Is it not a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can sleep? So when we look at our ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are four ta'aluks, four relationships. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us with his blessing, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a tribulation on us, a tribulation, a trials on us, or we are in the obedience of Allah, or we are in the disobedience. Our entire 24 lives rotate around those four amounts, four halves, four conditions that manifest on our heart, and how to resolve those problems. Our responses to that will give us contentment in our heart. Or how we deal with those problems, how we liaise ourselves when those things come on us, this will give us contentment of the heart, and this is where our heart will be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contentment is a very, very great, great ni'mat. Rasulullah SAW says, the greatest gift is rina'i qalb, the contentment of the heart. When a person has a ni'mat of Allah, how is he supposed to respond to that? The quality of responding when a ni'mat of Allah is to make shukr. Shukr, we have talked lengthily on the quality of shukr, and we discussed the difference between the shakir and shukur the other day. Sugar is a great, great quality of an Arif Billah. In fact, a person can sit like this in his heart. He just has sugar. By him having sugar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his maqam. There are two things when we deal ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we start developing our ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two feelings, two things will happen to us. One is the spiritual ecstasy that we have, what we call hal. Hal is not the maqsad of ibadat. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. But we can make an effort towards hal, our condition. At times we need salah. We feel that we are in the seventh heaven. We feel we are for Allah, and Allah is for us. It happens. At times we are fasting for roza, and we break this iftar. We put the first luqma in our mouth, and what an ecstasy we get in our taste. What feeling we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tears is rolling down our eyes. Why? Because Allah is manifesting a hal on us. This hal, it goes and it comes. It goes and it comes. Just like our heart is like a shawl. The waves comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. This is what hal is of a salik, a person who is struggling to come near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is in hal, in condition. But before, after that, the condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at your ta'aluk with him, will give you maqam, status, darja, that you yourself don't know what it is. How close you are to Allah, Allah alone knows. Maybe we ourselves, we don't know how close we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases our maqam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases our maqam. It is written that Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, at times he will send a tuhfa by somebody. Why? Because Allah has increased his darja. He was a kutub. Arif billah, great wali of Allah, Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, those who read his abeti will know how his father makes his Islam. It is three volumes, his autobiography. At times he will send a gift to one of his colleagues who is a wali of Allah, a sheikh al-tasawwuf. Then the message will be sent, Allah has increased your darja. The wali of Allah will sit like this. One subhanallah will come out of his house. In this subhanallah, there's so much level of sincerity. Allah subhanallah increases maqam. Allah increases darja. Allah will increase his status by him. A bala falls on us. There's nothing on the face of the wali of Allah. He has sabr. On that sabr, Allah has increased his darja. Allah has increased his maqam. He has come nearer to Allah. Something very good happened to him. He has made shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the halat of the heart, Allah increases maqam. At times we look at a woman, Allah displeases us, Allah brings us our maqam. Our maqam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows how is close we are close to him. So we got to differentiate those four elements, the four circumstances that manifest on our heart will be depending on hal and maqam. But this is not our maqsad. Leave it in the hand of Allah, because the salik must have sincerity. The person who wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have sincerity in his heart. And these are the four amal that we are going to involve. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us his rahmah, his ni'mah, we as salik, we who want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must show, we must manifest the quality of shukr. Shukr means that we must have an appreciation of the ni'mat of Allah upon us. Realize who is Allah, who has bestowed upon us this great favor, whatever favor it is. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you develop the quality of becoming a shakir, to be contented what we have given to you, even if it is a bad thing you make shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase what is given to you. And you will find that barakah no more exists in us. Why? Because there is no quality of shukr. The opposite of the ziyada, Allah says in the Quran, if you make shukr, we're going to increase you. The mafhum and mukhalif, the opposite of this ayat, what it means. If we do not make shukr, Allah will decrease. This is what is happening. We are losing in the quality of shukr, of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality is a quality where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. When Allah is testing a Muslim, he must be contented with that as well. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to develop the quality of sabr. Patience is a great thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself realized when a person is being tried, if his iman is not strong, he can lose his iman. That's the hadith of Rasulullah says that poverty is near to kufr. When a person hasn't got food, he's prepared to sell his iman. This is why, may Allah make our hifazat. Many people in many parts of the world, the Muslim world, are becoming kuffar. They have received Christianity with a blanket and a tin of food. They're giving up iman. In Bangladesh it is happening, in Somalia it's happening, there's so many places with one tin of food and one blanket they're just changing deen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you must be contented on that test what is coming on you. Because Allah says in the Quran, do you think we're going to say we bring iman and I'm going to leave you like this without testing you? Any Musliman who bring iman, Allah will test his iman. And the beauty of testing this iman, if you pass the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your darjah. Allah consolidate your iman. Allah consolidate your yaqeen. This is why we must have the quality of sabr. But if you don't understand the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very easy to lose iman. So the quality here is to develop sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two beautiful examples in the Quran about sabr. Not any sabr Allah mentioned in the Quran. The beauty of sabr is sabrun jameel. The dua that Hazrat Ayyub, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam asked. And Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two examples in the Quran. What type of sabr, what level of sabr he's wanted from his wali. What type of sabr he wants for somebody who wants to come close to him. Not a lip service sabr. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a king, he lost everything. Then his body started being rotten. Then there was kira, there were worms getting in his body. And he has sabr, he lost everything, everything. One day, one of those worms fell out. He said, where are you going? Allah has put your rosy in my body. And he put it here, and that kira pricked him so hard, he couldn't take it. He said, Ya Allah, I can't take it now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shifa. Allah gave him back everything. Allah tested him to the limit. To the limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. This is the sabr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking for a salik. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tested him. From his childhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. Even before he became bali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in Namrud's child, in Namrud's test. He passed it. Then he was banished from his father's house. He had to left and go to Palestine. From there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in tribulations with his wife, where the king wanted to take his wife. That also he passed the test. Then he went to set up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him his son Ismail and his beloved son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to sacrifice his son. Test over test over test. Then he got the title of Khalilullah. Khalil means a very pyara dost. Very, very close dost of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only he has the title of Khalilullah. When he has understood the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to act on a specific circumstances when this come on us, what is supposed to be our dilli react ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How our heart must react to that position when it comes to us. And this happens when you have contentment of the heart. Whatever Allah sends, we are happy with that. Great, great attribute of the wali of Allah is contentment. The fourth one is the quality of obedience. Either with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given obedience to us, then the ulama has explained a big danger there. The danger is, if we do not develop humbleness, then we get the disease of haughtiness. Allahu Akbar. That is very bad disease. Haughtiness means to show off. It comes in a hadith, a Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, haughtiness is my quality. Whoever is haughty, whoever shows off, I curse him. Today, we want to show off how many rakat tahajjud we have read. How many times we go to the path of Allah. How many tilawat of Quran we have made. That we make for Allah, or do we make for ourselves, or to show off people? This is a danger when our ibadat also is not being made tazkiyah. When we do not have a spiritual leader, a spiritual mentor to help us to understand who we are, that this ibadat that we are doing is not for us, it is for Allah. It was asked to a great wali of Allah, what do you want? Jannat or turakat nafil? He said, I prefer turakat nafil. Because Jannat is for my pleasure, the turakat nafil is for the pleasure of Allah. When we reach that level, we understand the beauty of ubudiyah. What is the meaning of being an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then this quality of contentment, that quality of qana'at manifests in our heart. Then we are on the path of salik. We become a salik. The fourth one, fourth quality, is the quality of disobedience, ma'asiyah. And if a person is involved in sin, his heart, a salik, if he's involved in sin, his heart is never at ease. It's never at ease. He will turn to Allah, will make tawbah. Then the heart will react with tawbah. So this quality of qana'at, to be satisfied with what Allah has given us, is a very, very important attribute to develop in us. What is qana'at? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran, that will give us a hayat al-tayyibah. And the Mufassirin says, it is a good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us contentment, whatever we have. Contentment in what? Contentment is a calm we feel in our heart, whatever Allah has given to us. What does this mean? If we have lost something, we are happy with it. Our heart is not attached with the thing we have lost. If we do not have something, our neighbor has something, our brother has something, our heart is not attached to that. And the third level is we are not dependent on the thing that we have. Three things. One is, we don't feel affected when we lose something because Allah has decided it. Number two, we don't feel jealous. Our heart is not like trembling inside because we do not have what our other brothers have. Number three, we are not dependent on what we have. We are dependent only on Allah. This is contentment of us. There was a great wali of Allah said something very, very ajeeb. He said that dignity and wealth went for wandering about searching for a companion. They got hold of contentment and they alighted with it. I repeat it. Dignity and wealth were wandering about seeking for a companion, for a friend. They met contentment and they stick with contentment. In other words, when a person gets contentment in his heart, whatever Allah has decided for him, Allah will give him dignity. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever lower himself for Allah, Allah will increase his darjah. Rasulullah said. And wealth. Because you don't need things. You are not going to spend money unnecessarily. You don't want things. Your heart is not attached to this world. So, your wealth increase. You are independent of those things. Once a group of people sitting with Junaid Baghdadi, just to understand about wealth, Junaid Baghdadi was a great wali of Allah. He was sitting in the haram. And there were Arab, non-Arabs sitting with him, etc. Some of poor people. A very rich person came and he gave 500 dirhams. Junaid Baghdadi, and he told Junaid Baghdadi, rahmullah, distribute it to the poor. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, asked him, would you like to have more? Do you have more like this? He said, yes. So do you like to have more? He said, yes. He said, take it. You all need more than the poor people. Because we don't need this money. Because those people have reached a level of qana'at. They don't need these 500 dirhams. Your heart is still attached with this 500 dirhams. What are you giving it to us? This is a spiritual disease. A person thinks that he's giving sadaqah, but he's not giving sadaqah. His heart is sick inside. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi wanted to make it reform, wanted to make it Islam. This is why it's very important to understand qanaat. Because if we do not develop qanaat, our eye is always looking what other people got. This one came with a new mug. This one got a beautiful wife. This one child is like this. This one. Our eyes is loafing around looking what other people have. We are not contented what we have. Then what will happen? We'll be like this eagle. Like this eagle who are like a king in the air. But then suddenly it sees a prey, a carcass. And then he left all his might in the air to come here. And this carcass was a trap for him. And he can trap it. This is what is when a person is displeased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him and he wants other people things. We're just like this eagle. We lose our dignity. We lose our freedom. Day in, day out, we're in this chakkar. In this chakkar, how can I get this car? How can I get a new video game? How can I get this latest software? Our mind is in this chakkar day in, day out, and we don't have peace of mind. We don't have tranquility in the heart. This is why we find today peace of mind has left this ummah. We are the chakkar. We are not in contact with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And when a person is not contented with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, then he is doing two zulam on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one, he is not satisfied with the omnipotence of Allah. That is, he thinks, why this happened to me? Why this bala came to me? Why have I lost my children? Why my wife divorced me? Why my children died? Why I made accident? We start challenging what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing because we are not satisfied with what has fallen on us. Whereas in Ahlullah, whatever falls on him, he will have sabr. Because he knows that وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That Allah has power over everything. Allah has power over everything. The second problem we have when we do not have the quality of qanaat, we are displeased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. We are negating the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever he wants. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. Fa'al is a superlative form of fa'ilun, a person who does something. That is, we are challenging that, oh Allah, you can't do whatever you want. How can a slave challenge his master? How can a slave challenge the decision of his master? who are we by the end of the day? We are the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum kuch bhi nahi hai. I keep on repeating, our kabira are saying they have reached such a level of fanahiyat that they were nothing. They consider themselves nothing. Then only we got the quality of tawazu. Then only we have reached a level of tawazu. I did tell you the other day, the waqiyah of Allama Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah alayhi, who was a great wali of Allah. He is the founder of Darun Deoband. One of his murid was a chief in the police station. This was during the Raj of the British in India. So what happened, he was Mawlana Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah alayhi. The ulama says he was among one, the caravan of Sahaba have gone, they have left him behind. This caravan of Sahaba have gone, they have left him behind. This is the type of people he was. He has only one lungi and one kurta. That was his life, Allama Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah alayhi. So in India, on the train, on the platform, you have the people who carry your luggage. They call them the coolie. So one person getting off, the one of the police or the soldier, say, hey, coolie, come here. Carry this luggage. Allama Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah alayhi was possible. He was put it on the head. So he was going to the police station. And meanwhile, the person in charge of the station was the murid of Hasan. When he saw that, what he's doing with his sheikh, he started losing, his blood was boiling. Allama Qasim saw rahmatullah alayhi told him, don't tell him. Keep quiet. If you are my murid, you keep quiet. This is how he felt. Allama Qasim alayhi. He was nobody. He has crushed his nafs. He was absolutely nothing. Allama Qasim alayhi rahmatullah alayhi, if you read his life, when he used to talk, once a person, those days a Christian missionary was doing a lot of tamal, challenging the Muslim evangelization, etc. He was talking very little. So the person came to Deoband and made a statement, Islam is a dead religion. Allama Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah stood up. He gave bayan for 3 days non-stop except for salah time. 3 days bayan non-stop that Islam is not a dead religion. What type of ulum they had? What type of ulum? He wrote a book, Abi Hayat. Allama Shabir Usmani rahmatullah alayhi said he was one great, great alim of India. He was lecturing in Babel also, and then he went to Pakistan. He said, I read this book so many times, I don't understand it. What level of philosophy Allama Qasim Nanawi rahmatullah alayhi was? These are the people who have reached the level of fanahiyat. Hum kuch nahi hai, we are nothing. When we have these at level, then we can say we are scratching a bit the path of tasawwuf. When we have reached that level, then we are scratching a bit the path of tasawwuf. Then inshallah there will be some atarat on our heart. As long as there is this ananiyat in us, I am somebody, I am a doctor, I am a lawyer, I am this, I am that. Until there will be ananiyat in us, I am somebody, the ego starts echoing in our mind that you are somebody, we cannot progress. We got to kill this nafs. Hum kuch bhi nahi hai. Then only the path to soul opens up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens for his kingdom to us such knowledge, such barakah that no eyes have seen and no ears have heard. It is said, as I have repeated it many times, if the kings of the world knew the contentment that the wali of Allah got in their heart, they would have mobilized the entire arsenal to steal the peace of mind, this qanaat from the heart of the wali of Allah. They would have stolen it. It's such a great wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given qanaat in the heart. We must value it. So I was telling you, when a person develops these qualities in him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts opening the door of the unseen for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts guiding him. And this quality of qanaat is so important that ulama kiram explained in Surah Kahf that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allama Qushayri mentioned that the ulama explained that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, there was a shortcoming. Musa alayhi salatu was salam started following Khidr alayhi salatu was salam. Khidr alayhi salatu was salam was such a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed, who has the knowledge that the ordinary people didn't have. Musa alayhi salatu was salam said one day when people asked him, who is the most knowledgeable person? He was thinking, I'm the prophet of Allah. So I got ilm al-nubuwwah, therefore I'm the most knowledgeable. Allah didn't like it. Allah said, no, Musa, your knowledge is nothing. I got one of my banda called Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Go and see him. It is said that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looked for Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, this is mentioned in Malik al-Quran, for 80 years. Allah. For 80 years from there, it is proven that to get ilam, you got to walk. Sitting in your place, you won't get ilam. It is sunnah of the anbiya to walk to get ilam. So he went there. Despite being a Nabi, the maqam of a Nabi is very high. even higher than Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, but he went there because he wanted to have ilm. When he went there was many tests. One of the conditions was, oh Musa, you do not ask me whatever you say. Because this was another knowledge. It was not ilm al-nubuwwah. It was something, another thing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him certain power to check something in the world, from the nizam of Allah, the administration of the world from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are various categories in the, I don't know whether I must talk about it today. You see, when you meet, if you go to India and even in Syria, there are various groups of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. One is the Qutub, the chief of the walis, like Abdul Qadir Jirani. One called the Malang. Malang are those, you look at them, they look like mad, but they are not mad people. Malang. There are various categories. There is others that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put. Imam Ghazali has mentioned it. There are 40 like this Abdal. There are 40 in the world. When one dies, the other one takes the other one's place. Abdal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed them. You get in Syria, in India, in Egypt. You don't know who they are. That I'm not supposed to tell you, but these are the type of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the creation. These are the secrets of Allah. I don't know. Don't ask me about it. Right? So, Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam was one of those group of people. So there were certain conditions for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to come and follow Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was asking questions. Then Khidr said, I told you to keep quiet. Why are you asking questions? Say, bah, bah, bah. Again he asked questions. There are a few things he was doing. I don't want to go into the details of Surah Kahf. Then the last one, there was a wall that was falling. Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, could you try? It was in a place which did not welcome Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. First Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, why you don't charge them a fee for that? Why do you not charge them a fee for that, for the work you have done? Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, stop it. Stop it. Hey Musa, you're not asking for fee. Understand what this, what Allama Qushayri is mentioning. Hey Musa, you're asking for fees. You're not contented with what Allah has given. Contentment of Allah. Because the contentment of the heart, brothers, the firaq, the division, the separation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam to pay. Contentment. This is how important it is to develop the quality of contentment of the heart. Because of this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to be subjected to the separation with the Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you read the Surah Kahf, there are so many mysteries in the Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. I haven't got time to go. That's a very deep subject. There is big ikhtilaf among the ulama. Is Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam still alive, or is he, has he passed away? Maybe Bahas. Long debate among the ulama. Is Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam still alive or not? This is a world of secrets. We don't want to go into the details. Right? I'm a jahil. I don't know anything about it. So, we were discussing about contentment of the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear in the Quran that, O Musa, when قَالَ لَأْشِئَتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا So Khidr alayhi salam, O Musa, Musa, if you want, you can take something. So Khidr alayhi salam says, قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِي So this is what we got to understand, that when we have contentment, it can lead to certain slip. And this is why we must develop this quality in us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed five things in five things. Allah has placed five things in five things. The Wali of Allah says five things in five things. And ajib aqwal, at times we don't understand. These are ilmi wahhabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those people, gives his wali. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put glory in worship. Ajib statement. Allah has put glory in worship. When a person submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him such honor in this world and the akhirah. This world is nothing. Remember, the farishta will become his friend. In fact, there is one farishta with us called Mulhim. And this farishta, just like shaitan makes waswasa in our heart, Mulhim, he inspires us. He inspires us. Allah has put farishta with us. Each one got a farishta, and each one got a shaitan with him. Besides the shayateen that loaf around, besides the malaika that are around the masajid and all over, you got a khas farishta with you, all Muslim. Just imagine, a person who do ibadat, how close he come to this farishta. The first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put disgust in sin. When a person commits sin, it's a vileness. It is something very disgusting. Your environment starts hating you. Up to such an extent that you yourself will hate yourself. When a person commits sin, he persists in his sin, he will start hating his own self. This is a bala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in the Quran, those who don't make the zikr of Allah, Allah put a shaitan with them. 24 hours a shaitan with them. We cannot sleep in chain. We have bad dreams. We don't have contentment of the heart. All our actions are upside down. There are fights between us and our woman, our wife at home. Why? Because we are involved in sin. The same action, if we replace it by zikrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put mulhim with us. To change, itminan in the heart. Rahmat, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second. The third one is awe. When a person wakes up for tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put awe in the heart of people for this. This is why Sahaba ikram, if you read the life of Sahaba ikram, science tells us we must live 6 hours. Isn't it? If you don't speak 6 hours, you cannot be healthy. Read the life of Sahaba ikram. Sahaba ikram were hardly sleeping. If you read the tafsir, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, kum ilayla illa qalilan, wa nisfahu, awinkul minhu qalila, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the hukam of Rasulullah, Ya muzzammil, wake up, read tahajjud. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was making it the ma'amul of Sahaba. Rasulullah was doing it himself, but he was making it the ma'amul of the Sahaba also. Sahaba were hardly sleeping at night. Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned in Fazail Fazil Quran that one Rasulullah was walking at night. Here Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu did Quran loud, and Hazrat Abu Bakr did the Quran soft, and then he went to tell them to have an equilibrium in the level of their voice. This proves from this hadith that Sahaba Kiram was in Tilawat Quran at night. Leave alone the senior Sahaba, if you read Sahih al-Bukhari, you will find that Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was not even Bali, he was the cousin of Rasulullah. He used to come to Rasulullah and say, at home, we go and stay by our chacha's house, our cousin's house. So in those days also the Sahaba was having this. So Abdullah ibn Abbas used to go and read Salah with Rasulullah. Tahajjud Salah. Rasulullah loved him a lot. And in fact, Rasulullah make a special dua for him. And I make this dua for my young brother sitting here. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Wallah, give him the understanding of deen. Wal'allimhu at-ta'wil. And give him the science of interpretation. Allah. Ajib dua Allah, Rasulullah made for Ibn Abbas. Allah, give him the understanding of deen. And give him the science of interpretation. Ajib dua this. The more you study deen, you find Quran and hadith, when you deal with a text, then you appreciate this dua. All the istilafat with one ayat, how many masa comes out? So what we must this dua, remember this dua. And Mufti Shafiz, Mufti Rafisa, Dama Barakatuhum, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan gave me this dua to me. Few duas he gave me. And I'm going to give it to our young brothers. Allah Pak is putting in my heart, I'm giving it to you now. 4 duas you need for your ilm, my son. First, Allahumma faqihni fi deen wa alimni atawil. Oh Allah, give me the understanding of deen and the science of interpretation. The second dua is a dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to go and talk to Fir'aun. He said, Qala rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu. This is a dua of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala rabbi shrah li. Oh Allah, open my sharah sadr. Let me understand the things. I'm panicked. Where are you sending me? At times we sit for exams. Your mind is blocked inside. You are blank. Rabbi shrah li. Allah, open my chest. Let me understand the question for the exams. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri. Open my chest. Wa yassiri amri. Made my things easy. My affairs easy. Wa yassiri amri. Wa qududatam lisani. And I'm not my tongue. Because Musa was like worried to talk to Fir'aun, the tyrant of the time. Yafqahu qawli, and make them understand my words also. So if you want to acquire ilm, you're going to make from there the work of ilm later. The third dua that we read is a dua that the farishta made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Adam alayhi salatu was created. Allah Akbar. This is the benefit of sitting with a great alim. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the angels, compared with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the sciences, the name of things, which the Farishta didn't know. I'm not giving the tafsir of this ayat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Farishta, show me those names. Then they called with it, Subhanaka, oh Allah, you pure, you got no fault in you. Subhanaka, la ilma lana, we got no knowledge. Illa ma allamtana, except that knowledge you have bestowed upon us. Innaka antal alimul hakeem, wallah, verily, alimul hakeem, you are the all knower, you are the all wise. These are the three du'as we must make for our children, and you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open their mind, brothers. Another advice I'm giving to you, make sure that before your child becomes baligh, come as come one para in their heart. You will see what hafiz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop. What hafiz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will develop for them. Before they become baligh, make sure one para in their heart. Train, condition this mind to make kids. Ajeeb karamat you will see in your house. So make sure, these are a few advice I'm deviating from my topic about contentment, where we went. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to say it, I said it. So this was the thing that about contentment that the ulama kiram have given to us. Before I end up, there are one thing I would like to say. When we are faced with all things, we do not have contentment in us. Ulama kiram says that we must try to think the life of Rasulullah. What test did not come on Rasulullah? And if you read a hadith sharif, Rasulullah says, we take a specific food, for example. Oh Allah, give me one food per day, one meal a day, so that I can make your shukr. And one meal, do not give me the following day, so that I can employ it from you. I can beg you for that food. Look at the life of Rasulullah, the contentment. Rasulullah, when he went to Taif, if you read the life, you'll cry, you see the dua Rasulullah made to Taif when they pelted him. See, oh Allah, whatever happened, I don't care, Allah. As long as you are not angry with me, Allah. Whatever happened to me, I don't worry about it. They have stolen my feet. They wanted to disfigure me. Whatever happened to me, Allah, I'm not worried about this. As long as you are not angry with me. Contentment, Allah. There's so much to learn on this waqiyah. Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned this in Fazail Amal. Go and read it. Ponder upon this dua that Rasulullah has made in Taif when coming out of Taif. Tears will roll down from your eyes when we get to think what is our maqam in Qanaat. Are we really satisfied with our taqdeer? This is a danger when we are not contented. We are challenging our taqdeer. And this I'm afraid can turn them out to kufr. Contentment. If a person wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must develop the contentment of the heart. If you look at Rasulullah, besides Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, all his children he buried. You know how hard it is for a father to bury his own children with his hand. He buried his children. Those who have gone through it will know what I'm talking. To bury your own children, make them grow up. They grow up, get them married, and then the children, the daughters were divorced on top of that because of Islam. And then you have to bury them. It wasn't easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers, there were 13 attempts of assassination against us. 13 attempts. There is not one single head of state in the world that has undergone that. Name me one. 13 attempts of murder against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be it in Makkah, be it in Medina. Being with a munafiqun, being with a Yahud, being with the pagan Arabs. 13 attempts of murder against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life was not easy for Rasulullah. If you read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his 10 years in Medina, he had to organize 400 ghazwa, 400 expeditions. On average, it comes about 2 to 3 expeditions per month. Rasulullah was not sitting on his throne, brother. Test over test over test over test were coming. Trials over trials over trials were coming. But the heart, the pure heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had contentment. Oh Allah, as long as you are happy with what I'm doing, I don't worry. You tell me what to do. This is the example we take of Rasulullah sallam. How the heart must be contented what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has catered for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give me first of all the tawfiq to act upon that. When the blessing comes upon us, when any trial comes upon us, there are three things. There are three benefits. I mentioned this then, inshallah, we need to stop. There are three things. When a trial comes upon us, there are three things we must think. First, it could have been worse. We made a car accident. We could have hurt ourselves. Only a car smash. What is better? Our car or our health? It could have been worse. Number two, Ulama Ikram says that the bala, the test, the trial that comes upon us, it is a worldly thing. It's a worldly thing. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the trial that we are having in this world is not kept for the hereafter. Because this trial is nothing compared to the hereafter. Last night I was just pondering on one simple thing on the hereafter, brother. Just ponder upon that. To start, just to ponder on that, brother, to start the hisab kitab, how impatient we are going to be. On Maidan Hashar, when we're going to be there, everybody will be naked there. It's coming out of our grave. Everybody will be afraid to such an extent that when a person walks, you'll be able to hear his steps. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, her haya in her asked, Ya Rasulullah, we're going to be naked. Haya in her. Rasulullah said, that day there's no time to look at anybody else. So much fear will be overtaken by fear. Now the sun will be very close. It comes in a hadith. The world will be level. There won't be any mountains or valleys. Everything will be flattened. Qiyamah will be here, sir. The tafsir on that. The ayat of Quran also on that. Allah will reshape this world. Then how is going to link with Jannat, Sana, the Masaful, Sirat, etc. Then, brothers, impatience will start. Very, very hot. Very hot, sweating. Then people say, we can't take it anymore. We haven't started Hisab Kitab, brother. We go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says, I'm looking at the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be afraid. Going to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, oh no, for 950 years you made the da'wah of Allah. You go, no, I did this shortcoming. Go to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh the great prophet. Everybody will come up with something out of fear. Just before starting Hisab Kitab, what day is going to be, brother? It's a panic stricken when you think about it. Then Rasulullah, people will go to Rasulullah. Then he will say, Rasulullah says in the hadith, that all Anbiya were given a dua that have been accepted in this world. My dua, I'm keeping it for Akhirah. When I'm going to be in the Sijda of Allah, I'm keeping this dua on that day. That is special dua which Allah will accept, I'll keep it there for Akhirah. So much fear Rasulullah had for humanity. Then Rasulullah will have his Sijda. Praise Allah, praise Allah, praise Allah. Then Allah will say, Muhammad, raise your head. Ask for you. Then he says, just before starting Kitab, this is what I'm saying. The trial of this world is nothing compared to the hereafter. But how much patience are we going to have in the hereafter? The third one, Ulama Kiram says, is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Remember, Allah is not testing our religion. Allah is testing our dunya. A Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test your dunya. And indirectly, it got to do with your religion. Allah won't test your iman itself in the sense that you're going to use your iman. He'll send a bala on you. Allah will send a bala on us just to consolidate that iman. The purpose of the bala, the purpose of the trial is not to make us lose our iman. This is why it comes. Imam Rasulullah Khansar rahmatullahi alayhi has explained under the tafsir, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Verily after every tribulation, after every trial, there is an ease. Verily after every trial, there is an ease. Under the tafsir of this ayat, Imam Rasulullah Khansar says, after every qabz, there is a bath. After every spiritual depression, there is a spiritual upliftment. Or my kiram explained, after every trial that comes upon us, Allah give us two ease. This is our ta'aluk. When those tribulations come out, those trials come out, our heart must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be contented with what we have. As long as we do not develop this quality, remember what happened to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this example in the Quran to open our heart. We must develop the quality of contentment. As long as we don't develop it, we're going to develop hasad in us. We're going to have anger with us. We're going to have vanity in us. We're going to have nashukr in us. We're going to have ungratefulness in us. We're going to have non-patience in us. All the spiritual disease will develop. Because why? We are not contented with what Allah has decided for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to act upon what has been said, especially a good guy like myself. Let us make think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times in our heart. Inshallah. Allah.